New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. NH Public Records Online Directory now available for property research. A centralized online directory of New Hampshire public records has been published. Users access official documents. Real estate professionals can use this directory to efficiently locate property records, ownership history, and other public documents essential to transactions and due diligence. Bookmark http://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/NH for quick access during your next property search. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches NH Municipality Database for Property Research. Vision Government Solutions has created an online database where users can click on their New Hampshire municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals can access municipal-level property data to support valuations, due diligence, and client consultations across NH communities. Visit https://newhampshireonline-database and select your municipality to start exploring available property records. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. New Hampshire Property Records Search Tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized platform to search New Hampshire property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NH can accelerate due diligence and client service with faster access to comprehensive property data in one place. Bookmark ht/newhampshire.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. NH Real Estate Commission, what professionals should know about this regulatory body. The Wikipedia article documents the New Hampshire Real Estate Commission, the state agency responsible for licensing and regulating real estate practitioners in New Hampshire. Understanding the commission's role helps NH real estate professionals stay compliant with state licensing requirements and regulatory oversight. Review the commission's scope and history at http://e.wikipedia.org/New Hampshire Real Commission to ensure your practice aligns with state regulatory expectations. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. Navigating new home construction permitting in NH. Chinberg has published a guide outlining the layers of zoning laws and building codes builders must navigate for new home construction in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals can better advise clients on realistic timelines and potential hurdles when buying or selling new construction in NH. Review the full permitting guide at hchinberg.com/newhomeconstruction-in-NH/. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NH cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NH jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set. Typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.